I hope you bought ammo, my fellow gun guys, because right now, ammo is the new gold. It was bad before. If everything holds the form, and I'll talk about that in a moment, it's going to get more expensive. This segment of the program is brought to you by Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia, located in Athens, Georgia. Bulldog Kia has the right car for you, either it's their expansive collection of new Kia vehicles like the Kia Sorento or Stinger or Telluride, or their very extensive collection of used vehicles. You can also check them out at BulldogKia.com or give them a call at the following number that I have to bring up because I was not ready because it's Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't even know. 888-652-8493. Once again, 888-652-8493. That's BulldogKia.com. Give them a call and ask them about their home delivery service. It's their VIP delivery service because they've been doing this. They're pros. They're not fly-by-night organization. So with their VIP delivery service, they'll bring the vehicle to you. They'll send the paperwork to you remotely or bring it to you. Sight unseen trade vehicle trade appraisal, no haggle pricing. Check them out, Bulldog Kia at BulldogKia.com, 888-652-8493. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. All right, so the map, I was going to say unchanged, but I'd be lying. When I went to bed at 12:30 last night, Michigan and Wisconsin seemed to be in a pretty good position for Trump. I come back this morning and Bob's your uncle, and look at that. We found the necessary amount of votes. And that is not a joke, folks. That is a real, actual line that's being used. Magically, isn't this magical? Somebody, I think it was Susan or Jan or somebody, was just walking around outside and at 4 a.m, maybe they were taking their little puppy for a walk or something of that nature, just hanging out, looking at everything going on, and they said, "Oh, what you know, I found this right here. This is a box of ballots, don't you know? Oh, it's 144,000 ballots in the state of Wisconsin." And all of a sudden, just like that, Wisconsin went from red to blue. Just like that. And everybody went, "Huh?" Because when we went to bed, there was, and this is a great way to look at it. Somebody on Twitter, I'm sorry, whatever. At one point, with 4,261,000, oh, that's Michigan, not Wisconsin. We'll talk about Michigan in a second. But they just magically found 144,000 ballots. And the legacy media and these ridiculous pollsters are sitting there going, "Yeah, that's completely, we thought that was going to happen." And as I was saying, these little pencil neck losers, Nate Cohn, Nate Silver, all these others, sitting back going, "Oh yeah, that's completely and totally fine. Yep, we expected all these votes to come in. All these votes to come in, and they're all going to be Democrat." By the way, it was just announced that Joseph Gumi Biden is going to address the nation. I don't know why. Nobody wants to hear you, buddy. You have absolutely no right to come out and address anybody. So that's what happened in Wisconsin. They just tripped over a box and they're like, "Oh, there you go." And yes, my Wisconsin sounds a lot like an Irish. Not doing this on a lot of sleep, so you can role play and pretend. Go have at it, don't you know? And so we have that. And then in Michigan, they found 138,000 magical votes. Just magical votes. Just, there you go. Right? It's absolutely statistically impossible what is going on right now. I mean, Wisconsin reported about 3 million registered voters, right? And after the late mail-in votes, Biden now has 1,630,000 some odd votes. Trump has 1,609,000 votes. That is a total of 3,239,000 total votes. Where did Joe Biden get the extra 100%? Statistically, it is impossible. Statistically, it is impossible for these vote counts. And yet, attorney generals and others are just running out there saying, this is completely fine. It's completely normal. It's absolutely 100% okay to shut down election counts in multiple counties and in multiple states. And then when everybody was like, I'm staying up, but naturally people kind of passed out between 1 and 4, that's when these polls jumped out. It's like Santa Claus. You can't see these polls unless you go to sleep. Right? When you were a kid, you were told, Santa's not going to come until you go to bed. Right? The poll fairy, and I use fairy very much so, especially in these Democratic areas, the poll fairy won't come and validate your votes unless you go to sleep. And look at the poll fairy has come, magically sprinkling extra mail-in ballots to all the good little Democrats. And these people sit there and say, yeah, it's fine. Yep, it's fine. It's totally okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong in any way, shape, or form. So Wisconsin and Michigan completely up for who knows what. I think both of those will potentially be challenged. Pennsylvania is still red. Pennsylvania, Donald Trump has 3 million votes. We talked last night, Mike Church and I, during our marathon coverage. If Trump gets 3 million votes, where are the magic numbers coming from? You have 5.5 million people in Pennsylvania have voted. And you're telling me there's 2 million magical votes that the poll fairy has to bring to you? I'm sorry, the poll fairy is the election fairy. How about that? We'll call it that. The election fairy has 7 million votes are now in Pennsylvania somewhere. 7 million votes. People were saying if Trump hits 3 million, there's no way you can counter it. Guess not. Guess not, because they're all out there running. No. It's fine. No, we have these 2 million votes. Those are hopefully going to get tossed. But according to Decision Desk, with 94% of precincts reporting, Trump has a 10 percentage point lead in Pennsylvania, yet they won't call it. Biden had 15 votes in Arizona, and they called it for him. And the polls closed. Looks like 15 people voted for Biden. Yeah, I think we're good. That'll be it. And by the way, Sean Davis from The Federalist, who has been absolutely rock solid up with his getting to the bottom of most of these, reported about an hour ago. On a conference call this morning, Trump campaign manager Bill Stephan said when all the votes are counted in Arizona, Trump will win by at least 30,000 votes. Minimum 25, maximum 30. Just like our man Don was talking about. But of course, now that they are going to slow roll this, if it goes for Biden, it's solid. If it's potentially for Trump, they will wait as long as possible to certify and call this election. North Carolina is a great example, too. Over 95% of counties reporting. Trump's got a 2 percentage point lead, according to Decision Desk. Got about 100,000 votes more. Not called. In Georgia, with over 99% of precincts voting in, apparently Atlanta is just going to, everybody is going to vote in Atlanta for Biden. Everybody. And so this is the nonsense that you're getting because people lust after power. Lust after it. Do you have common cause with these people? Been asking for a while. Do you have common cause with these people who will look you dead in the face? Dead in the face and say, yeah, it's absolutely plausible. It's 100% plausible that you can find that you can find 140,000 ballots that are all for the same candidate in the middle, in the early mornings when nobody's looking. Now, this is weird. Real Clear News, and Justin, my amazing producer, just sent this to me. Real Clear News is declaring Trump the winner with 284 electoral votes. Okay, well, good for Real Clear News on that one because nobody's going to believe them. And the reporting, right? And of course, Jen O'Malley Dillon, the campaign manager for Joe, is saying that we believe we have a clear path to victory by this afternoon. Nah, it's not going to work in any way, shape, or form because Pennsylvania is not going to be, it's not, Pennsylvania out of all of them will go red. Pennsylvania will go red because it's going to get appealed and all these 500,000 billion ballots that are signed in crayon will be booted. Now, Michigan, we'll just call it that. Michigan, I don't know. But if that was to hold the form, Arizona, they said, will go red. Everybody's admitting it. The websites are just going to slow roll it to the last possible second. Arizona goes red. Thank you, Danny, for the $2 donation. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Anybody else want to donate, please? It'd be great. I need as much coffee and Red Bull as I can get. But if everything else holds form, if Wisconsin and Michigan go blue, Pennsylvania stays red, Georgia stays red, and Arizona goes red, Trump wins 279 to 259. What does that mean? That means you have 4 years to get your act together. You have 4 years to get your act together because as soon as they get a Democrat in position, they are going to absolutely come after us. And as Catholics, we should welcome that with open arms. But still, As I've been saying in the run-up to this election, all you're doing with Trump is buying yourself time. And congratulations to Catholics for actually voting with Trump. 62% of Catholics voted for Trump. Good job, everybody. Well done. I mean, it was lower than Protestants at 71%. But hey, beggars can't be choosers.